It might surprise you to learn that uniforms are among the top quality of life issues for women who serve in the Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force. So it will come as no surprise to some that after several years of work, the U.S. Army is actually working on a female-only version of the regulation Army combat uniform, which should begin to roll out to troops by 2014. The new uniform, which is still under development, is designed to be more form-fitting and appropriate for women's bodies with more room in the hips and legs. The Army News Service reports that the Program Executive Officer Soldier, or PEO Soldier, the Army unit that develops and tests all new equipment for the Army, has been working on a female combat uniform since 2005. In 2008, they began conducting focus groups with female soldiers and learned a few things. PEO Soldier developed a punch list of uniform items that women soldiers didn't care for: oversized shoulder seams, the baggy shape of the uniform, and a fit that was generally not friendly to a woman's curves. You can see a photograph of the proposed Army combat uniform for women on our website, federalnewsradio.com. The new Army combat uniform will also include an elastic waistband, a shorter crotch than a standard men's combat uniform, a more tailored jacket, and new positions for rank insignia and name tapes. Jackets and trousers will be offered in 13 different sizes. You might ask, what's the early reaction to the uniform? Major Sequana Robinson, who works at the PEO Soldier and is testing the new uniform, says, "I loved it," and says the uniform with extra room in all the right places makes a world of difference. 600 female soldiers are set to evaluate the new Women's Army Combat Uniform starting in January of next year, and then it has to be approved by the Army Uniform Board before being issued to the troops. The issue of uniforms is also of interest to the 52,000 active duty and 10,000 reserve women who serve in the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Marine Corps. They made their feelings known to the top Navy brass at the recent 23rd Annual Sea Services Leadership Association, SSLA, Women's Symposium meeting here in Washington. Rob Carroll, who heads the Navy's Uniform Matters Office, says the Navy embarked on its own review of all uniforms several years ago, with special attention to uniforms for women.
Now, 2003, CNO Admiral Vernon Clark established a special working group to review, evaluate Navy uniform and Navy uniform policies. That effort was called Task Force Uniform. Basically, we had every representative from every community in the Navy that was a member of the group. The group was chartered to evaluate policy for the purpose of looking at what can be, if you will, simplified, if not eliminated, as well as to reduce the overall number of uniforms in the CBAG.
The Uniform Matters panel at the SSLA Women's Symposium is generally one of the better attended events of the meeting, reflecting the high interest in a well-fitting uniform. Navy Lieutenant Commander Riley Murdoch, moderator of the panel, read this question emailed from Navy women on the social networking site Facebook.
When can female chiefs and officers expect to adopt an overblouse style shirt for the service khaki? Just like the ones worn by our own enlisted sailors and the women of the Marine Corps, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Army.
Okay, as I mentioned earlier, the service khaki uniform that's being wear tested, especially for females, right now we are evaluating a overblouse with that concept. Depending on what we get back from the participants in regards to what they favor, what they don't, would determine exactly how that idea is proposed to the uniform board.
Then there was this candid assessment of a camouflage uniform shirt from a senior Navy officer.
As a former CBA, I finally got to put on a blue cami or some version of the cami. But as someone who does not have the enhanced attributes in certain areas, but has enhanced attributes in other areas, this uniform really looks like crap on 95% of our females. Really does.
The most enthusiastic response came to this question from a Navy lieutenant commander who normally handles legislative affairs. She says she normally wears civilian business suits and went shopping for uniform pants at the Navy Exchange for the SSLA conference.
I wear a size 8. I'm standing before you today in a size 14 with Spanx on. If you don't know what that is, it's a girdle. The pants style hasn't changed since I entered the Navy 14 years ago. I think it's older than that. I think it goes back to the 1950s. You need to know when it's time to ask for help. When will the Navy admit that it needs help and ask clothing designers familiar with the female form to help design a functional, fashionable uniform that women will wear with pride?
Rear Admiral Steve Romano, who heads up the Navy's Exchange Services Command in Virginia Beach, says the Navy is trying to get funding for an anthropomorphic study that would allow a body survey of Navy women to get a more accurate profile of uniform sizing. And as for getting help from the fashion industry,
I happened to be walking at the Navy Exchange in Norfolk yesterday, and I ran into a gentleman that was selling us Ralph Lauren clothing. And I gave him my card and I said, look, we'd like to explore some of these fashion issues, and we'd like to share those with Uniform Matters. So I have an ongoing dialogue with at least Ralph Lauren to help us understand fashion, and then I'll share that with the Uniform Board.
That's great. Thanks, Admiral.
As a follow-up to the meeting, we requested an update on the issues raised at the SSLA Symposium on Uniforms. Lieutenant Laura Steger, a spokeswoman for the Chief of Naval Personnel's Navy Diversity Directorate, told Federal News Radio in an email statement that the Navy's Uniform Matters Office and the Navy Clothing and Textile Research Facility are evaluating and validating the comments and recommendations to determine how they may affect improvements in female uniforms. Stay tuned. Reporting from Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.